Washington. Hamas has released three male Israeli hostages.
We've seen on a weekly basis since the ceasefire came into place a kind of PR message, in a sense, from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other group holding the hostages, to send a message to the world that they are still there, that they are determined to be having a stake in Gaza's future, and that they've not been destroyed, as Benjamin Netanyahu said that they would be.
This is BBC's Will Ross. Last, Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll before the weekend showed 54% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance.
The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job Donald Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of +2. His strongest approval rating and approval index was on January 23rd at 56% and 6% respectively, and his lowest disapproval rating was on the same day at 40%. On his last day in office, Joe Biden's approval index was negative 23 with a total approval rating of 43%.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Democrat concerns about Elon Musk are prompting an audit at the Treasury Department.
The Treasury Department's Office of Inspector General says it's begun an audit of the federal government's payment system after Democrats in the Senate raised concerns about access given to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency team. The Inspector General's office says the audit will also review the payment system's transactions over the past 2 years as they relate to Musk's claims of alleged fraudulent payments. Democrats and federal employee unions have been pushing for transparency and accountability in DOGE's activities under President Donald Trump.
That is Donna Warder reporting. The Quaker Oats Company has recalled 10,000 boxes of pancake mix. It was mislabeled not to include the fact it contained milk. This is SRN News. Google is saying goodbye to DEI, Michael Harrington reports.
The world's most popular search engine says it will no longer pursue a diversity, equity, and inclusion program that, amongst other things, sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Google joins numerous other leading corporations, including some of Silicon Valley's biggest names, in stepping back from DEI, even as President Trump declares war on the concept within the federal government. Target made a similar announcement earlier this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has told the Supreme Court the federal government no longer backs transgender minors and their families in Tennessee who are challenging a state ban on puberty-blocking drugs. The court's conservatives in December already seemed likely to uphold the state's ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. The formal notification of the change is the latest in a flurry of actions since Trump took office. This is SRN News. More proposed budget cuts at the EPA.
The new head of the EPA says he'll try to rescind $20 billion in grants for environmental projects approved under the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Administrator Lee Zeldin says in a video posted on X that the Environmental Protection Agency will revoke contracts for a green bank that's set to fund tens of thousands of projects, including those that fight climate change. Many of those projects focus on disadvantaged communities. Republicans in Congress have called the green bank a slush fund. Donna Warder, Washington.
Ohio's governor has extended the state's unofficial death penalty moratorium once again. Republican Mike DeWine has now proposed three more executions that are scheduled for this year have now been postponed. The execution dates have been moved now into the summer months of 2028. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.